chemistry building with Ryan right now at this point.
It's good. I think it's good, personally. See, you hit pounce. Nah, man, I think we every day we on the right track, man. We on the right page. We getting in the right spots. Every ball is not gonna come my way, but you know, whenever they come my way, I just gotta take advantage of it. And, you know, I'm trying my best to do that.
Do you sort of block it out when people are like, yeah, you know, Mike's not getting the targets that he should be getting at this point in camp?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm good. I think it'll happen. It'll come when it's time to come. Like I said, just want to get in my right spots and make the plays when they come my way.
Mike, you watch Ryan as sharp as he was today, and you think what about how good he could be?
I think, like I said, every day he works. He wants to be the best, man, and he works like it. But, you know, you have a lot of work to put in to get there. But he's on the right track with his mindset. And I think he wants to be the best player he can be. And he works and he shows it every day.
His throws today were pretty sharp.
Yep. Yeah, man. Like I said, he's a guy who takes some chances and believes in his own, man. You know, a lot of times those work out for him. And today was one of those days.
Like Ben at all in that respect in terms of?
They're two different quarterbacks. Yeah. I think they're two totally different quarterbacks, but two good quarterbacks, though.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Ryan was saying that sometimes he gets a feeling that people expect you to hook up five touchdowns a game. Do you get that feeling, too, that
your
expectations are
Yeah. Every day I feel it. I feel that, but I doubt if that's going to happen. I don't know anybody who's going to score five touchdowns a game, but if I do, that'll be outstanding. But I doubt if that happens. If I could get one a game, I'd be happy.
Mike, on paper, this offense has so many potential weapons. Is that going to mean better numbers for you, or maybe the numbers won't be as good because the ball will be spread around more?
It could go either way. I think some games it could be good, some games it could be bad. But I think it'll work out in our favor at the end of the day.
You're okay either way, as long as the bottom line is right?
Oh, you know what the bottom line is. Getting a dub. As long as we get the wins, it's all good.
How dangerous is that grouping that we saw a lot of today where you go empty? And my goodness, it's you and Brian and Lamar and Dustin Keller and Gibson or Clay. How dangerous
is
that?
It's fun, man, because all our tight ends are really like hybrid tight ends. So, you know, anytime we have two of those guys in the game, it's like we're going five wide. And Lamar, he's talking about he's going to take one of our spot at wide receiver. So, you know, he's feeling good about his routes and the things he can bring to the table when he split out. So I think it's very dangerous and it's fun. I think Ryan can see the field a lot better when all of us out there spreading it out for him. He could just take his pick.
It probably surprised some teams in goal line because I know you worked on that
goal
line today, right?
It surprised me. So, you know, and I'm on the team. So I think, you know, if we could do that, we'll keep catching teams off guard and get a lot of mismatches that we want.
So you're talking to Ryan coming out of the huddle one time. What are you saying in that situation? Throw it to me this time? Or
maybe.
More complicated.
Maybe. I don't even remember the play.
Though.
I don't remember the play.
He threw it to Gibson, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have told me he was going to throw it to Brandon, but I don't know. I don't remember the play.
What do you say in response to that?
Throw it to Mike.